Key points of the 2013 Assets and Opportunity Scorecard report that most New Mexicans live in asset poverty. In other words, they lack both financial assets, like bank accounts and homes, but also lack education and educational opportunities. Residents that fit this description are considered liquid asset poor, which means they don't have an emergency savings account that would allow them to go through any hardships like job loss, illness, divorce, or death. Ona Porter, an advocate and CEO with Prosperity Works, says without an emergency savings fund, people in crisis often do one of two things.
One of them is they crash and burn, so they really drop significantly in their income. Those are the people who become poor very quickly. But the other thing is that they also fall immediately into the hands of the predatory practices. So if I lose my job and I can't feed my kids, I know that a payday loan costs a huge amount of money. But I'm going to feed my kids and hope that I can figure out how to repay this loan.
Porter hopes the report will help to educate policymakers to focus on legislation that would assist New Mexicans in need. For KUNM News, I'm Christine Trudeau.